episode 784, How Scripted Is Your Life?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, good day, it is the weekend. Woo! I don't know about you, but I have been wanting a day to sleep in. And you know what? It hasn't happened yet. But I keep hoping that maybe, Lord willing, I would get a day of rest, of what I define as rest. How scripted is your life? That's what we're chatting about today. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so excited that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How are you impacting your life today? We talked about impacting and taking control of tomorrow. And that was last episode. So if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it because it's about taking control of tomorrow by what you do today. And so that leads us to how scripted is your life? Are you trying to orchestrate every minute? Carving out the time that you know is set aside for this activity or that activity, maybe even basking in busy. Do you find yourself still answering to people when they say, hello, how are you? You say, I'm doing great. I'm so busy. Okay. I want you to take that word busy out of your vocabulary. I want you to think of it as the worst four-letter word you could ever use in your vocabulary. I want you to define by the words you say, what you are doing in your activities, how you are scripting your life. As a mom, it's really easy to fall in that trap. There's a start and stop to the school day. There's a start and stop to all the activities, the dance, the football, the basketball, the soccer. I mean, you name it, you're going. I mean, you've got equestrian lessons, etc. Even going to church, there's a start and stop time. I know for us, when we had the little ones and they were like really, 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 really little, if I didn't have to be at church before everybody else to start it and kick it off, if I wasn't leading worship or something like that, did I get there at the start time? No, I did not. Confessions. I didn't. And so I look at how we script our lives and it's all based on start and stop. And is it working for you? Then what happens is we work in what really matters into those nooks and crannies. We're cramming it all in, but are we really giving it the attention that it deserves? All I can say is, how's this working for you? Seriously, stop and think, and think hard. How scripted is your life? As an entrepreneur, owning your own business, we try to get so many things done, learning all the different strategies to cramming it all in. Oh, we can do it. I'm going to go take this course, and it's going to show me time management. I'm going to take this course, and it's going to show me how to do my social media in 30 minutes in 1 week. 30 minutes is all I have to do, and my social media will be taken care of. Can you relate? But are you missing the most important thing in life? Are you missing your family? Are you missing that relationship with your husband? You know, you're married to one, right? If you got a spouse, are you paying attention to them? Giving them the attention that they deserve? Are you missing your children? Are you taking care of, you know, even your puppies, your kitty cats? Are they getting their attention? And most importantly, are you missing God? How scripted is your life? As much as we think we are in control, how to control tomorrow, right? How to take control of tomorrow. How do you do that? Well, you script it all out. This is my timeline. This is what I have to do and what I have to accomplish. But where are you scheduling in the ones that you love the most and that need your attention the most? Because that's who always gets the leftovers. And that's not fun to them. And then you wonder why your marriage begins to crumble over 2, 3, 5, 7 years. And all of a sudden, you're not even talking. You don't know who you're sleeping with. They feel like a complete stranger to you. Your children are coming and going, and you don't even know what their favorite color is now, because as they grow up, their color choices change. They do. Their interests do. You know, who's your daughter dating? Who's your son out with? These are important questions to be asking before you get into a critical tornado moment of life. So how scripted is your life? I want to challenge you. I want you to think what really happens in your day. Because I've personally been challenged with this over the last few weeks. Not just because of Create Your Now in the business and what we do here, the podcast and growing of, we've got two or three other things that are happening, but also in our family life. What's going on at the college with my two older ones? In high school, what's happening with my husband? What's happening with my extended family? There's lots of things, lots of moving parts to life. But sometimes we grip this planner, this calendar, as if it's the Bible. And we try to script our lives like, I can't change this at all. What would happen if you let God script your life? What would happen if you would hold on to His word and plan it accordingly? Sometimes we do what's not best, and we end up scripting out the people that we need to be scripting in first. If you're a believer and a Christian and you attend church and you believe in tithing and giving back, whatever the percentage is or however amount you do it, you know, that's between you and God. But think about it. When you tithe, are you tithing after everything, after you went and played and had all your fun? Are you waiting till the 30th or the 31st, the end of the month, to see what you have left over to give? Or are you giving it from the very beginning when you get your paycheck? How scripted is your life? That's what happens when we try to grip our own planners and we say, I know I'm going to make this work. Come H-E double hockey sticks. It doesn't matter what you do here on earth if you're not doing what God wants you to do here on earth. If you're only fulfilling your needs and you're not communicating with what God is telling you, you're running the wrong race. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. Philippians 2:16. How scripted is your life? Are you trying to hold on to that planner, filling every single thing up? Are you leaving no room for freedom? The freedom to be with your husband, the freedom to be with your children, the freedom to worship your God, your creator. Because really, let's be honest, God's the first one to be left out until there's a storm that comes, till something tragic happens, till we can't pay a bill, when our marriage is falling apart, when we've lost a job. What is it for you? What are you cramming in those nooks and crannies that's just not working anymore? But you just think if you keep scripting your life out, you're going to make it all work. Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't work that way. You got to start reversing it. You got to turn the tide now. You got to stop cramming the ones that need your attention the most into the nooks and crannies, and you need to pull them out and you need to give them the time that they deserve. And it starts with God, and it starts with you, and it starts with your husband, your spouse, and your children. Now, some of you might be saying this is a little harsh, Christiane. It's not about being harsh. It's about being your best selfie. It's about being the person that God is creating you to be. And that means we have to get out of our own comfort zone. That means we have to become selfless. We've got to stop the selfishness. And that's grabbing that planner and scripting our own lives out. You see, the only perfect timing there is in this world is God's timing. And it's about time we all begin to wake up to that, including me. That's why I use the term we. I've been working on this, and this isn't something that's recent. I've been working on this for years and years and years. That every once in a while, I get, you know, a little bit shook up, and God says, Christiane. Of course, his voice isn't quite like that. It's a little more booming, or sometimes it's just a very slight whisper, and that usually freaks me out more. How scripted is your life? Are you leaving out what's most important only to be giving them the leftovers? God deserves more. You deserve more. So take that challenge today. Look at your planner. Whether it's on your digital device, whatever thousands of different ones that you have, maybe you have two or three of them. Maybe you need to look at all of them. You might be surprised how they're all different. How you leave one thing off and you've got something else put on. Why don't you begin to write in there first what matters most to you? What is that? Start there. And then say a prayer specifically. Say, God, help me to script my life the way you want it to be scripted. I'm tired of being the playwright. I'm tired of trying to make all the timelines fit. I'm becoming exhausted. Look at yourself in the mirror. You got saggy eyes? Maybe you're kind of just tired and sluggish in the morning, no energy. You're just zapped. There's no zestful feeling when you get up anymore. Maybe you're doing too much on your own. So this weekend, think about that. It's something to take seriously because when you're going through any change in life, whether it's healthy living, whether it's a relationship and you're working on your marriage, whether it's building your business, whether it's moving from home to the corporate world or vice versa, when you are having a major shift in your life, you cannot do it alone. And don't pretend you can. That's why God's there. He's there to carry you. So take that challenge today. You were created on purpose for a purpose. To live, love, and impact. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.